It was 33 years ago this weekend that I went on my first run. Up until that point, the extent of my running had been done as part of my career as a high school soccer, basketball, and lacrosse player. And to be frank, running was something I simply dreaded. Then, as an 18-year-old freshman at Hamilton College, I decided to just go for a run. At the time, I was toiling as a lightly recruited Division III level basketball player and held out hopes for making the team at Hamilton. However, by November of my first year, I saw the writing on the wall and knew it was not to be. For the next few months, to be blunt, I let myself go. Gaining 25 pounds in about 3 months was pretty easy during a central New York winter, and sadly, I just went with it. Then, on a whim, on the Saturday of President's Day weekend, I laced up my shoes and trotted down the road. There was a nondescript 3-mile loop that many students and professors routinely ran at Hamilton, and I just started that morning to plod away. My breathing was labored, my belly jiggled, and my feet hurt. But something happened when I got back to my dorm room 42 minutes later. I felt better. I went out the next day, and the next, and the next. By junior year, I was running a few of the local 5Ks and 10Ks, and as a senior, I was able to run a 5K in under 20 minutes. I didn't know it at the time, but it was the start of something transformative. Subsequently, during my first 5 years of teaching, I spent more time cycling than running, but often found time for a run or two a week just to get that feeling back I had in February of 1986. After returning from an around-the-world bicycle trip, 10 years after my first run, I became obsessed with the Boston Marathon and qualified for and ran the 96 Marathon on its 100th anniversary. From there, I was hooked on long distances, and the rest, as they say, is history. I had no idea back then that the decision to wrest control of my early college existence 33 years ago would end up being a defining moment in my life. And yet, I suppose, much like young love, often it is best to just let these things be. To let fate happen, and to live with whatever consequences ensue. As for me, on that fateful Saturday 33 years ago this week, an inert part of me was activated, and I have not looked back since.